gentlemen, thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer session, please press star 1 on your touch-tone phone. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the meeting over to your host, Mr. Ron Brocheck.
Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's prospecting call and the first call of the new year. Before we get started, please, if you haven't had a chance to do so, please download the presentation material on the from the site. You should have the URL in the invitation. And also, before we get started, I want to take this opportunity to thank everyone for the excellent performance in 2009. Storage software continues to shine within the Tivoli organization, and the fourth quarter was teeing up to be a very good quarter, and I can't get into details about the results, but needless to say, I really appreciate everyone's support. With that, why don't we turn to the second page of the presentation, titled A Holistic Approach to Data and Cost Reduction with Tivoli and STG Storage Software. And today's agenda, I'm taking a little bit of a different twist than we had in past prior calls. I've asked Scott DeGeer to spend a few moments towards the end of the presentation. Scott is the STG Storage Sales Executive, works for Gene Brown, to provide us, from a Tivoli perspective, an update on the 2010 coverage strategy and a review of STG's key first quarter storage plays. Also on the call is Randy Larson. Randy is part of the Advanced Technical Support team, who's going to share with us a demonstration he created showing the capabilities of TSN 6.1 and Protect here. Along with me, I have Rich Vining, the Tivoli Storage Marketing Manager, who's going to be available for Q&A towards the end of the presentation. So let's move to chart number 3, the play objectives. Now, this play may look familiar to you. This is actually something I tried to kick off in the fourth quarter around data reduction and teaming with STG around Protect here. Unfortunately, I think because of the fourth quarter close activities, we didn't have much traction with this play, so I'm reigniting the fire underneath this play. I've also enhanced it to include our newest product in the portfolio, Tivoli Storage Flash Copying Manager. Now, the objective really is to provide and deliver a total solution around data reduction for our customers, as well as leverage solutions across Team IBM, cross-brand solutions from both Tivoli and STG, along with our services organization, and build the bridge between the two teams that I know will pay dividends in 2010. If you go to chart number 4, this is a summary of a discussion we had last year with Gartner Group. A small team of us had a discussion with Gartner, Dave Russell, talking about the marketplace for backup recovery. And in a recent survey that Gartner did across 400 different clients in 9 different countries, Gartner found that 48%, close to 50% of the customers are planning a major redesign of their backup infrastructure in the next 12 months. That's huge. And the main drivers include customers looking to reduce their costs, expenses around backup recovery. They're looking to exploit new capabilities like data deduplication, improve their backup recovery of applications like SharePoint and email, and simplify the use of the backup tools that are out there in their infrastructure. The other thing that was pointed out by Gartner is more than ever, customers are more willing to switch vendors to achieve costs and functionality objectives. I think the term that they used was stickiness of the software. So the stickiness of the software is less sticky now as it has been in the past, which means that customers are willing to, convert from the Veritas or Legato or Commvault to TSN or vice versa. And I also want to point out that when customers look at re-architecting their backup infrastructure. These opportunities can range from several hundred thousand dollars to multi-million dollar deployments when you look at the drag across hardware, software, and services. So refreshing the backup infrastructure could be very lucrative from a commission's perspective. If you go to chart number five, this is sort of a one-chart summary of the play. So I already covered the customer pain points in terms of the costs associated with storage and backup infrastructure. Customers are looking to take costs out. They're looking to deploy new technologies, reduce the amount of data they have to manage. And then certainly IBM and our portfolio across Tivoli and STG, we have a very strong portfolio around data reduction. Of course, we have the Tivoli Storage Manager, TSM, product. TSM 6.1 introduced the concept of target-side data deduplication. You're going to see in this presentation, we're going to be announcing client-side data dedupe in the near future. So TSM, since its conception, was designed around reducing the amount of data that a customer needs to manage with TSM, and we're taking it to the next step with data deduplication capabilities. In addition, STG has the Protect Tier offering. That was the acquisition that they had a year ago, where we now have a external data dedupe solution in the format of a virtual tape library with data reduction capabilities. I also want to highlight in this play, Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager. This is a product that we introduced back in the fourth quarter of last year that simplifies the use of flash copy across our SVC, DS8000, XIV, as well as the DS4000, 5000, 3000 offerings. The market opportunity for backup recovery and data reduction is huge. We have a couple of proof points here, analyst information. For example, the analyst consensus is the data deduplication market in 2010 is about a $1.2 billion opportunity. The worldwide opportunity for data reduction from a software perspective is around $1.8 billion. So a lot of good pointers to this is a hot topic in 2010. You'll see that the target buyer profile down at the bottom, try to summarize who we need to talk to about the sales play, as well as the assets that are available to for you to use. We have a data reduction sales play on the Extreme Leverage website. I included the link for that. We have the product sales kits, the TSM sales kit, Fastback sales kit, Protect Your sales kit, as well as the link to Flash Copy Manager, and a product that we can leverage with Protect here called Tivoli Storage Manager for SAMs. Please remember that we have, from a financial perspective, the competitive takeout pre-approved special bid, where we can discount the software up to 60% off entitled, one displacing a competitor, and what you need for that is brand approval, which is myself. If you go to the next chart, chart number six, data deduplication can occur in several different points within the storage and application hierarchy here. So you see that we have the source side, that is the application side, if you will, and we can see data deduplication, you know, happening with data, within databases or applications like email, where they might use some techniques to reduce the amount of data that's storing. We have products from third parties that allow you to reduce the amount of data that goes across a WAN connection. And a good example of that is GTS's ANPO offering, where they use Riverbed to help improve or reduce the overhead on networks. We know that in the case of EMC and Avamar, they've delivered some functions within Avamar to reduce the amount of backup from a client-side perspective. And we also have within TSM, and it has been there from its inception, the ability to do incremental-only type backups, with which reduces the amount of data that needs to be transmitted from the client to the backup server. Then the source side, on the target side, We have we're delivering solutions like Protect here, which has a VTL type of format, virtual tape library that includes data deduplication as part of it. We have products like TSM version 6, where we included data dedupe on the target side. And, of course, we have capabilities within the NAS offerings like N-Series, Network Appliance, that offers data dedupe capabilities. So, as you can see, data deduplication can occur in different forms across the application and storage hierarchy. Now, if you move to chart number 7, this really summarizes IBM's holistic approach to data reduction. And you can see that for the items with the red star, products like TSM Fastback for workstations, that's the old CDP product, Fastback server, the TSM server, we have embedded into it incremental-only backup. We have products like the TSM version 6, where we have data compression on the back end, and we also have target-side data deduplication in TSM, in Fastback, and in Protect here. And I want to point out that at the end of first quarter, you'll see the introduction of TSM 6.2, which is going to deliver client-side data deduplication. So we'll have an end-to-end approach from the client side across the to the TSM servers, down to the physical devices with Protector and data deduplication in the near future. If you go to chart number 8, just a little bit of a review on positioning of the two products. One, you lead with TSM data deduplication versus Protect here. And in my mind, it's a very simple discussion with a customer. If the customer has multiple TSM servers and has a need for high-performance data deduplication, in-band type of functionality, or they're looking for a virtual tape library, we lead with Protect here. If the customer has a small remote office or they only have a single TSM server, that's when you want to lead with the internal data deduplications of TSM. So it really depends on customer's bandwidth, workload requirements to determine when you lead with one versus the other. If you move to chart number 8, and if you could put this in presentation mode, I just want to review for a moment the typical data movement when doing a backup. And typically today, backups are done across a LAN, a network connection, where you have an application server on the right-hand side. Let's say it's a database server, it's running DB2, and when it's time to take the backup, the data would flow from the disk through the application server across the WAN to a backup server, let's say a TSM server. And then for those customers that have large environments, what you might find is they have multiple TSM servers. And with each one of those TSM servers, each server has its own set of disk and tape hardware resources allocated to it. So you can see as a customer grows over time and they expand the number of TSM servers, it has an impact on how much hardware, additional hardware you'll need to manage backup and data recovery. Now, if you move to the next chart, chart 10, we now have the ability and have had the ability to do data movement across the SAN. And the product within our portfolio that does that, that enables data movement across the SAN, is called TSM for SANs. So now when you have an application server, let's say running DB2, and it's time to take the backup, rather than routing the data across the WAN to the TSM server, we now can move the data directly from the application server to the disk, the backup disk TSM storage pool, without sending data across the WAN. So now we have the ability to do this in a very efficient, high-performance fashion. Now, if it's a simple environment where you might have a single TSM server, maybe we would use then the TSM data deduplication capabilities within the product. But if we do have multiple TSM servers, it's a larger, you know, environment. This is where Protect here and TSM working together really shines. We now can have multiple TSM servers, leverage the virtual tape capabilities of Protect here, and be able to get a lot of parallelism, a lot of data transfers across the SAN, backups to the virtual tape library, and then leverage its in-band data deduplication capabilities. So that, in a nutshell, is a high-level review of TSM and Protect here. Hopefully this is not new news to everybody on this call. Now, what is new news is the next chart, chart number 11. I want to spend a few moments talking about Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager. Once again, this is a product that we delivered in the fourth quarter, and it simplifies the deployment and use of IBM's flash copy functionality that's on the hardware. So our SVC, DS4000, 5000, 3000, DS8000, and XIV all have flash copy or snapshot hardware capabilities. Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager provides the linkage of those hardware replication or functions back to an application, and it simplifies the use and exploitation of the flash copy functions. Now, I want to point out that in 2010, starting January 1st, both STG and Tivoli sellers received compensation for Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager. So like SVC and TPC, this product has cross-brand compensation characteristics. So the FREV flows to the Tivoli seller, the CREV flows to the STG rep, very similar to the way TPC and SVC flows across the two brands. Now let's move to chart number 12. And this is a high-level overview of Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager. So you see on the right-hand side the application systems. Now today, Flash Copy Manager supports AIX in Windows, and it specifically supports the Oracle environment, DB2, SAP, SQL Server, and Exchange. And with Flash Copy Manager, we now can provide, from an application perspective, better integration with the point-in-time copy capabilities of the hardware. So being able to provide very high-performance, near-instant backup and restore capabilities. So think of the application, let's say an Exchange server, and periodically being able to use and invoke Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager to invoke a flash copy of an Exchange database, and then maybe keep multiple versions of that snap copy or snapshot copy or flash copy online and available for rapid restore of data. And you can see from a storage hardware perspective, we support the SVC, XIV, DS8000, the DS3, 4, and 5. And for the Windows environment, we're leveraging VSS integration with Windows. Now, by leveraging VSS integration, it means that we can use this not only on the DS3000, 4000, 5000, but also on competitive products that have a VSS provider. So if we're trying to break into a competitive EMC account where they have Clarion on the floor and they're running Windows with SQL Server and Exchange, we can introduce the Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager into the environment and leverage the VSS point-in-time copy capabilities. Now, if you move to the next chart, we also have the ability to integrate or leverage Flash Copy Manager with TSM. So in the previous example, Flash Copy Manager can be used in a standalone mode. It doesn't require TSM. So if the customer has Elgato or Symantec or Commvault, we can use Flash Copy Manager in those environments. But if a customer has TSM, we can provide additional business value. So now when Flash Copy Manager working with the application takes a point-in-time copy, we may want to keep some number of those point-in-time copies on disk for rapid restore support, but we might want to at some point in time back up those snapshots and archive them to a TSM server for long-term retention. So now if we have a need to go back a week or so, or the customer wants to create a test or QA environment from a snapshot on an application that was taken a month ago, we can now recover the snapshots from TSM to restore the data. So we can build some very neat backup archive capabilities with Flash Copy, leveraging Flash Copy Manager and delivering more business value to the customer. If you go to the next chart, chart 14, summary of the business value of Flash Copy Manager. Once again, it invokes the Flash Copy function on the hardware. It gives you the ability to do full volume backup or backup of storage groups. It exploits the copy services that are available to you, meaning that if the device supports space-efficient Flash Copy like we do on our SBC, you can take advantage of those functions. You can take frequent snapshots for near CDP operation. Think about taking Flash Copy Manager with SVC to create an environment where we can take very rapid, snapshots or flash copies with space-efficient flash copy and keep those online for rapid recovery. And it's policy managed, so you can set up through Flash Copy Manager how many backup versions you want and what type of flash copy functionality you need. Now, in addition, and probably more importantly than being able to do the backup, Flash Copy Manager has some unique restore capabilities, especially around Exchange. So with Flash Copy Manager and Exchange, not only can we do a rapid backup of Exchange, but we can do rapid restore of an Exchange environment. We can do individual mailbox restore for Exchange with Flash Copy Manager without the need for TSM. So now think about this. You have an application or an opportunity. Maybe we're leading with DS5000. It's a Windows opportunity. By including Flash Copy Manager, we now have the ability to do rapid restore at an individual mailbox level with Flash Copy Manager, so adding more business value to that DS5000 opportunity. We have the ability to do snapshot restore of SQL databases, of DB2 databases, Oracle and SAP. And you'll see the list of applications and the list of operating systems supported with Flash Copy Manager be expanded over time. Now, switching gears, so we talked about TSM and Protect here and data duplication and Flash Copy Manager. I want to spend a moment about how we can leverage TSM health checks in our customer environment. So, as you know, IGS, Tivoli Lab Services, our business partners, our RSIs, all have skills and tools to deliver TSM health checks. In some cases, some of our partners or RSIs have tools that allow us to go into competitive environments to do a health check. So going in there proactively and maybe doing a review of a TSM environment and identifying areas of that could be bottlenecks within the TSM backup infrastructure, and then coming back with a proactive proposal to address those bottlenecks. So by leveraging lab services, very low-cost way to, you know, go into an existing customer environment like a TSM environment to proactively look at the health of the environment and proactively deliver a proposal to improve or reduce bottlenecks versus letting the customer steam over, you know, problems that they're having within the TSM environment and then going out to bid for competitive alternatives. And then, you know, with our RSI program, we can go and leverage those services in competitive environments, go into an account that might have Veritas, and look at the health of their environment, and then come back with an IBM proposal to displace Veritas and the backup hardware. I also want to point out, and this is something new over the past couple months, we're working with a business partner who's located in the Northeast IoT, who has created a set of tools that deliver the financial justification for moving customers off of Symantec NetBackup to TSM and providing the capabilities to actually do the data migration from NetBackup to TSM. So I don't know if you ever ran into a situation where talk about replacing a competitive product and the customer asks, well, how do I move the data that might be out there for long-term data retention requirements off of Veritas or NetBackup onto TSM? And our answer never really had a good answer. You know, you could do a sort of a restore, then back it up with TSM, or you can let the data age and let it expire. Well, this business partner has a tool that actually does the data migration off the old NetBackup environment into a new TSM environment. So I just want to point out that we do have this partner. We are having discussions, and if you have a customer situation in 2010 where you'd like to review this as a potential offering as part of a competitive displacement, contact myself or contact Doug DuBois, and we'll get you more information about this partner solution. Moving to chart number 17, where to prospect. Well, in my mind, the primary target for the data reduction sales play is a competitively installed account. So an account that has Symantec, EMC, CA, HP. We've heard from Gartner, customers are looking to reduce expenses for backup recovery. You know, so looking for those customers that are looking to drive cost out. And we lead with a total solution that's made up of TSM 6.1 and Protect here. So we have a holistic approach to data reduction where we include, you know, maybe Tivoli Storage Flash Copy Manager to deliver additional business value as well. If we need to leverage the software group Castaway or competitive replacement or STG RSI programs to fund consulting services to perform a health check, like I just talked about. So, in other words, you know, finding an RSI or a business partner that can come in and do an assessment of a Legato or a Symantec environment. Leverage our business value analyst tool to demonstrate the cost savings that we can deliver with an IBM solution. And then leverage a competitive takeout pre-approved special bid to aggressively price TSM to displace a competitor. So that's our primary target, is the white space accounts. Now, a secondary target, if you go to the next chart, is our existing TSM accounts. TSM has been in the market for over 15 years, 16 years. And in some cases, customers haven't been doing the proper care and feeding of TSM as they should be. And they might be experiencing issues around missing backup windows, or, you know, they have a growing environment where they continue to add TSM servers. Let's go into those accounts. Once again, working with STG, maybe we lead with Protect here and TSM for SANS to help the customer get around their backup issues. And, of course, leveraging Flash Copy Manager to further reduce backup windows, as well as delivering rapid recovery capabilities for the AIX and Windows space. So the two targets I see, once again, white space, where we leverage, we go after competition, Protector and TSM, and then our existing install base where we upsell TSM for SANS with Protector. Now, to help you with your prospecting, we have two reports. Hopefully this is not new to anyone on this call. We have the TSM install base report. And I apologize for the background noise here. Give it one more second. We have the TSM install base report. So this is a history of all our TSM installs broken out by region and business unit. So we can use this to go back to have a discussion with the customer on TSM and the health of TSM and upsell them on new capabilities. And then we have a second prospecting report. Once again, I delivered this in the fourth quarter. You may not have seen this. This is the hardware install base. So this is, I was working with SCG to receive this install base information. This is where we have SVC, XIV, and DS8000. These are all candidates to go back to and upsell Flash Copy Manager. So going to our good SVC install base, talking about how we can improve and deliver more business value of SVC and Flash Copy by bringing in Flash Copy Manager. Okay, that was, in a nutshell, a high-level review of the sales play. What I'd like to do is spend a few moments to talk about some new demonstration capabilities that we have. We have Randy Larson from the Advanced Technical Support Team. He has a couple charts on the latest and greatest demo capabilities. Randy, are you there?
I'm here. Thanks, Ron. So I'll go switch to my little title page. First introduce myself. I'm Randy Larson with Advanced Technical Support, like Ron said. My team supports specifically Tivoli Storage Manager. And what we have done is we share some lab space with the Storage Benchmark Center in Gaithersburg. So we share some Protector and some AIX system, variety of other things. And within that, we've built a couple of demonstrations. So on the next page here, 22, just lists, you know, the two basic ones that we have. The first one is a demo specifically of the Protector, which really focuses on the functions that are available in the Protector, things like dedupe, replication. It will use the Protector GUI, the Protector Manager application, to walk through the various pieces of configuration, how to set it up, how to define libraries, how deduplication works. We'll actually drive workload through from a TSM server into that, so you can actually see deduplication taking place by looking at the GUI and watch how cartridges get replicated from one place to another. But that's really a focus on the Protector itself. The second demonstration that we have put together focuses more on integrating Tivoli Storage Manager with the new Protector native IP replication. And that's based on a couple of Protector systems that we have connected together and a couple of AIX LPARs. We're running TSM in both of those. And this demo automates the complete failover from one system to another so that that can be done on a regular basis, and we can walk through that whole entire process. Now, both of these demos use, you know, the web-based tools, Lotus Live, so we can do this for internal accounts, or we can do this for external customers. It can dial in and watch as we are walking through these various functions. Now, the way to schedule either of those is to just contact me directly. I've put my email address on there. You can find my number on Blue Pages, if you like, and, you know, give me a call, and we can do that. Page 23, just very high-level picture of what we have. As I mentioned, we have a couple of AIX LPARs running TSM version 6.1, each connected to a Protector system. Those two Protector systems will do IP replication from the primary to the secondary, and then we can do the failover the failover function of the second demo, or we can just use the Protector GUI to watch the activity going on. Now, page 24 is a little more description on what we're doing with the failover one. We've termed this TSM and Protector for disaster recovery. The idea here is to demonstrate the viability of using TSM with Protector's replication to provide a warm site disaster recovery scenario. We've got some daily activities that will run. They can be completely automated. On the primary, we'll do a database backup out to the Protector, replicate that to the secondary Protector, and then do a restore of that database on the second side, and it's up and ready to go and take over. Now, everything we've done here is all GA code. There's no special code. We didn't write any special things to make this happen. It's based on TSM version 6. The latest Protect Your Manager uses the normal device drivers that come from SDG. Now, once we do all this daily activity, which is fully automated, we can actually do the takeover, replicate the cartridge, the final cartridge is over, begin to do backup and restore on the second site, and then do a complete fail back to the primary in this case. Now, one thing I would highlight that last bullet here is this is just one way to do this. We picked an approach, said let's do it. We built this off of what we documented in the white paper that was released several months ago. And in page 25, just a summary, why would a customer want to do this? Well, if you use IP replication, if you do protect-tier to protect-tier, you're only going to replicate those unique chunks from the primary to the secondary. So you can dramatically reduce the network load that's required from one place to the other. If the customer has got an IP infrastructure and a couple of data centers already, this can just ride on top of that infrastructure. Ron highlighted some of the reasons that a protector as a VTL has some value. And being a tape device, or look like a tape device, that gives us the ability to do things like manage it at discrete cartridge level. We don't have to worry about implementing any kind of dark fiber if the customer simply has an IP infrastructure and doesn't have any extended SAN capability. They can run the IP replication right over that without anything additional, no additional consistency groups, any of that. And Protector does give us some statistics and some status at the level of the cartridges, not at a disk subsystem as a whole. So we can actually see which cartridges are completely replicated, which ones aren't, and how we need to go ahead and recover from that. So in summary, we have a couple of demonstrations that we can do through the web. If you would like to see them, give me a call. All the folks on my team should be able to do most of these demos for you. So that's a summary of what we can do. So I'll turn it back to you, Ron, and thanks for the time.
Thanks, Randy. Team, this is a great demo capability that we have. You know, think about, you know, going after those competitive accounts with TSM6 and Protect here, and not only coming up with a, you know, backup recovery solution, but, you know, being able to deliver to the customer a, you know, data, a business continuity, you know, warm site recovery type of solution between the two products without requiring any kind of special scripts or software. It's just the native capability built into the product. So it's pretty exciting. Thanks, Randy. So we're going to switch gears, and our teammate from STG, Scott DeGeer, is on the phone. I've asked Scott to provide us with a high-level overview of the coverage strategy for 2010 so we understand how and who to work with, and then provide us with an update of their storage plays from an STG perspective. Scott, are you there?
Absolutely, Ron. Thanks for the invite. Thanks for the time. I really look forward to really better integrating as a team. I think it's critically important as we go forward in 2010 already, and I look forward to working with each and every one of you guys on the phone. As Ron indicated, I wanted to provide you a little bit of insight on the growth strategies from STG Storage from our viewpoint in 2010, touch on some of the changes that we've made specifically around our coverage and how we deploy our resources, and then finally kind of highlight some of the five key plays that we've launched here in the first quarter of 2010. Before I get into chart, I think it is 27 in the deck, I wanted to provide you five key findings, kind of give you a little background of why we made these changes going into 2010. As some of you may have known, last year we hired McKinsey to basically study our storage business, specifically our mid-range storage business, but all facets really of our storage business here in North America. And as a result, we kind of came away with five key findings from that study, and just kind of jot these down and keep these in mind as we go forward in the presentation. First of all, one thing we found was roughly 250 accounts. Our top 250 accounts attributed over 80% of our revenue. It's about 84% of our revenue came from 250 accounts year in, year out. They're the same accounts every year, so we're very dependent upon those 250. One thing we also found is our resources, all of our resources are stacked on top of one another, really trying to cover those same 250 accounts. We have multiple overlays. We have multiple roles and responsibilities that basically we've got a lot of people interested in it, but not a lot of people actually taking hold of it and running with it. So we had a problem where we had our resources really deployed and stacked over 250 accounts, and we're missing opportunity outside those 250 accounts, which leads us to the second key finding we found is that there's about a $13 billion spend opportunity for storage in 2010 in those markets where we don't even have any coverage at all. Specifically, uncaptured spend within IBM server accounts. So these are accounts that buy IBM servers but don't buy IBM storage. And even greater, second category were white space accounts. So these are accounts that really haven't bought anything from IBM in the past 5 years or so. So those two key areas are ones that we're going to target or need to target to really restore growth to our business. The third key finding was that data growth continues at a rapid rate. We all know that. And the fourth was IT's priority in 2010, the number one priority for their spending, their budgets, was storage, almost 2 to 3 times what they projected to spend on servers and PCs. So storage is a main priority. And then fifth and finally, almost 70% of those surveyed are interested in integrated solutions. They're not interested in point products, which is great for all of us on the phone. So they're looking for solutions specifically around optimization, data reduction, virtualization, data protection, as well as archive and retention. So you kind of look at the key solution sets. We're right in the sweet spot of where the market wants to be. So with that, let's go to chart 27. It's a busy chart, but it's probably a pretty good chart to describe, you know, our growth plan for the storage brand in 2010. First of all, we're going to deliver our $1.6 billion of revenue and approximately $700 million worth of gross profit to IBM. Secondly, is we're going to gain share, and specifically we're going to gain share in both our mid-range as well as our enterprise storage portfolios. Now, we made three major changes going into 2010 to enable us to drive that growth. First and foremost, if you remembered one of the first key findings, we have a bunch of people stacked over 250 accounts. We're going to de-stack our resources. That's a new IBM term that you'll see a lot. But basically, we're going to redeploy resources to better improve our coverage, to better increase our integration within those accounts, and then also to increase our sales execution in front of the customer within our IMT. So three key things we've done is we've established a hunter team. These are competitive brand sales specialists that have accounts that haven't bought from IBM. So these are true hunters. They're out there trying to create new customers for us. And they will be, along with the XIV team, dedicated to go penetrate specifically targeted white space accounts. Secondly, we've integrated our Protect-Tier resources directly with our high-end tape team. So as Ron was talking through, and Randy as well, as our kind of the Protect-Tier solutions, we've better integrated the brand sales specialists to support those type of plays. And then thirdly, we've created within the IMTs, black belt teams, kind of a code word that they're using. Think of them as solution teams that are centered around dynamic information infrastructure, IT optimization, and then the software stack. So within the IMTs, they're going to be solution SWAT teams, if you want to call it, in 2010. Second major change is we've aligned our IoT, so Gene's resources, into two primary product groups. and those will support a primary route to market for each. So, for example, we have an enterprise storage product group. It'll be led by Steve Gannert, and they primarily will be responsible for coverage to the brand sales specialist in 250 accounts. So enterprise storage products include DS8, XIV, high-end tape, et cetera. We'll get into that a little bit more. And then secondly, on the mid-range storage side, we've created a mid-range product group, which includes mid-range disc and tape, and their primary route to market will be PP. So they will really focus on enabling our partners and expanding this BP-led coverage model, which kind of leads into another area. What we've done within the IMTs is they've identified accounts where no IBM coverage will be deployed, and it will be solely BP-led in those accounts. So, again, we're trying to force a spreading of coverage and trying to spread the resources to cover more customers. And then the third item of key change is we've invested some resources in key growth areas for our brand. Federal government is going to be a key growth area for us in 2010. We saw it in 2009. It'll continue through 2010. So we've increased the number of resources basically supporting and selling into the federal government. We also have the XIV growth initiative. So we have the dedicated XIV teams out there trying to penetrate the white space. And then finally, we've dedicated some Tivoli storage resources to work directly with the IMTs in 2010. So if you look at those three big key changes, those kind of make sense as you look at our growth strategies for the coming year. And there are three of those. First, we need to drive storage market share growth specifically in those white space accounts. Secondly, we need to maximize our storage revenue and profit in those top 250 accounts that I talked about that drive 80-plus, about 84% of our revenue. And then thirdly, we need to deliver mid-range storage growth specifically through BP-led initiatives. So those are kind of the key growth strategies that we see going forward for the 2010 period. And I think it will really give you some insight as we look at the IoT and the IMT organization and coverage model. So if you can, go to slide 28, and this represents Gene Brown's organization at an IoT level. So this is the North America Storage Organization, and really they have three primary roles. One is basically to support the sales and enablement of a product group within a specific route to market, like I just mentioned, establish a brand strategy, as well as looking at growth initiatives for the brand, and then finally maximizing our pricing and our profit for the entire brand. And if you look at kind of the color coding, the red boxes of the organization, specifically XIV, DCN, and Tivoli, are the product groups that, you know, we kind of look at. Those are the technologies that we have best success going in and establishing a competitive foothold. So we've established those as kind of the competitive groups. And you look at the primary market, the white space is federal. That doesn't mean we don't have success in other traditional accounts, but we're really trying to focus more on establishing new customers with those superior technologies. The primary route to market, as I mentioned, is the Hunter team, our Blue Thunder partners, as well as the federal team and the brand sales specialists that we've increased in federal. And if you look at kind of the bogey for that, is we're expecting $425 million worth of revenue out of that competitive white space. If you look at the green box, this is the mid-range product group, and you'll see a number of people there. Again, the products that they will really support are DS3, DS5, N-Series, the mid-range tape like LTO, as well as some SAN switches. Their primary market focus will be in general business, and they specifically will work directly with the partners as the primary route to market. Again, that's about a $345 million revenue bogey for the green mid-range product group. And then finally, the enterprise storage group, which is high-end tape, DS8000, Protectir, the SAN directors, as well as a new product they'll be launching in 2010, the Sonaz product. Formally, it'll be here in the first quarter. Again, the primary market's the top 250 accounts. working directly with the brand sales specialists and supporting them. And as you can see, it's about $863 million revenue expected out of that group. So again, let me summarize at Gene Brown's IoT. It's skinnied down, as you can kind of see, but we're going to support specific product groups by primary route to market, and we're going to look at and align our resources to drive those three growth strategies as mentioned on the prior page. If you can go to the next chart, we'll look at the IMTs. This has been a lot of change within the IMT, and this is probably the best chart I've found to explain it. If you look at the IMTs, what they have done is they've tried to destack their resources as well, where the SSM in the big blue box, the system sales manager, is in effect the GM for the territory. And the resources within that territory will report directly to the SSM. So that SSM basically directs the resources to accounts, to opportunity within their territory. And likewise, the SSM has, if you want to call it, destacked his resources. So going from left to right in the middle boxes of the chart, at a high level, he'll have channel brand sales specialists working with partners on those BP-led accounts, those destacked accounts. The second box over is this SSM will have small deals that could be within the territory that can be held or fulfilled or progressed over the phone by IBM brand sales specialists like IBM.com. So those are less complex transactions like small upgrades, small acquisitions, I just need a few drives, etc. And the third box from the left is the traditional brand sales specialist, and those will be focused on, you know, those top 250 accounts that we've mentioned. And then the fourth box to the far right is the white space, so the competitive, you know, kind of the hunter team, where they will be assigned specific competitive accounts and deployed against those, and they will be placed on an absolute sales plan. That they'll be paid dollar for dollar for every dollar of IBM product and service they sell into that account. So at a high level, you can see in an SSM, for every one of their accounts, it's either going to be a partner-led account, it will be a small account or a less complex transaction that IBM.com can help them with. They'll have a direct brand sales specialist on their top accounts to ensure that we protect and maximize the revenue and profit in those accounts. And then they'll have white space accounts going out really trying to penetrate competitive accounts within the territory. The light blue boxes down below are basically a couple of things that were piloted last year that seem to work very well and will be generally deployed across North America, is a bid manager across all those four teams, as well as a sales support center. And again, those light blue boxes are really intended to offload the specialized skills in those four dashed boxes, a lot of the mundane sales tasks that are required. Could be pricing, it could be configuration, it could be proposal creation, presentations, anything you can think of that I won't say is mundane, but doesn't necessarily require highly skilled brand sales specialists. We're going to try to offload those to the light blue boxes with the bid manager and the sales support center. I know I'm throwing a lot at you, but I wanted to cover a lot of things in a short amount of time. If you look at the final chart, this is the storage system sales plays for the first quarter. And we're going to focus on data reduction and storage utilization. And primarily the key areas are reduce costs, improve service, and manage risk. Those are the three pain points that we're really going to try to address with our first quarter plays. And again, we're trying to determine opportunities to reclaim storage capacity, reduce storage consumption, and improve asset selection and utilization. By the way, this play happens to be, or set of plays happen to be the most popular ones we've had and have run pieces of it. There's some new ones that we've expanded going in. So if you look at the five sales plays down below, what we've done is we've tried to create specific sales plays that an enterprise storage rep could run, a general business rep could run, or someone who's calling in the white space, the hunter team could run. So for example, the first one, virtualized general business, a seed with SVC. We feel this is one of the top general business plays that we can run, but it also is, for those hunters that are calling on smaller enterprises or general business customers, this is a great play and a proven play to go in and penetrate that account. Secondly is the Protect More and Store Less in GB. Again, this is primarily targeted for general business. We launched this in fourth quarter. It was fairly effective, and we've been asked to continue it in first quarter, which we will. The third one is the BP-led Get Out of the Way. This is basically the play where the regions call out those accounts that they want to be solely covered by BPs. And what we've done is establish some collateral as well as an incentive for that partner to go out and call on that customer and drive some revenue early on in the first quarter. Fourth play is to virtualize the enterprise with XIV. So just like we had virtualized general business and the smaller enterprise with SVC, we're trying to direct the XIV team to try to virtualize the enterprise. So again, even with our plays, we're trying to de-stack how we go to market in our solution selling approach. And the enterprise with XIV will clearly hit the sector accounts or the enterprise accounts as well as the targeted competitive win-back accounts within our sectors. And then finally, the fifth play is, again, something that we launched in fourth quarter and will continue here in the first quarter, is accelerate and consolidate with DS8000. It was a fairly effective play. We drove well over $100 million in the fourth quarter on DS8, so we're going to continue that through the first quarter and let that run its course. Behind each one of these plays, there is sales collateral. There's a page that clearly articulates the value prop and the targeted customers and the supporting sales and incentives, as well as a call to action within the first quarter for the brand sales specialist. So, Ron, I know I covered a lot of information, but I wanted to appreciate the invite. I will stay on for the Q&A, and I'll turn it back to you, Ron.
But thanks, Scott. It's very informative. And team, this is, I think STG, this structure is something that we need to understand. We need to understand who our teammates are and how we can work together in these accounts. I think one of the critical things is going to be in the GB space with the partner-led accounts. So what we want to do is make sure we're doing the right thing from a Tilly perspective in terms of supporting the structure. So as more information becomes available, we'll make sure we get it out to you so that we could really tighten up our teaming with STG in 2010. Quick call to action, and I really want to get a Q&A. I'm sure there's going to be some questions. Nothing really new here. Let's leverage the account attack list, the install base information that we provided you. Get with your Tivoli, your STG peers, and let's put together our list of accounts we want to attack together on. Okay, if you don't know who the team is, I know there's a lot of changes this year. Feel free to contact your IMT sales leader to help get you in touch with the right person. Let's make sure we get these accounts, identified in the next week or two. Let's leverage our clothing of our hardware and software deals with products like Flash Copy Manager. I would ask that for the Tivoli sellers on the call, please use this tactic code so that we can track the success of our sales plays. Let's talk about the holistic solution, right, the end-to-end solution between Protector and TSM 6.1, Flash Copy Manager, and Fastback. And then let's just continue the cadence going with STG. I would ask you regularly scheduled checkpoint calls for your peers. Look at progression. Look at refresh the target list. Continue the discussion. And then lastly, leverage the tools that are available to you, like the Castaway Funding, RSI program, the competitive pre-approved special bid. So leverage the tools to help you be successful in first quarter this year. With that, what I'd like to do is see if we can open the line for Q&A. Sherry, are you there?
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask your question, press star 1. The system will prompt you to record your name. To withdraw your request, press star 2. Once again, to ask your question, press star 1. One moment, please. First question comes from William Lopez.
Hi, Will.
Hey, Happy New Year, everybody. Got a question regarding current strategies from some of the accounts I'm working with. They're looking at the IFL on System Z as the master TSM server to take out competitors. And is there any focus on helping the field and business partners as they start to do POCs in the IFL space?
You know, that's a great question, Will. I see, with the fact that TSM 6.1 is only supported on Z Linux, I see a need for this type of support. I would ask that, why don't we get together after the call? Let's understand, you know, what your accounts, what are the accounts, and what kind of support you need, and start putting together a plan that we could, you know, leverage not only your accounts but other accounts in the U.S.
Randy, okay, I'll call you after this. Thanks.
It's Ron, so call Ron, and we can include, I'll include a couple other people.
Great.
In the discussion.
Thanks, Ron.
To ask a question, press star 1. Bill Watson, your line is open.
Thanks. I had a question. I think it's for Randy. Regarding the use of TSM dedupe and or protect tier dedupe with DB2 that has compression turned on, I've heard that they don't do much appreciable additional dedupe from what DB2 does. Can you kind of give some guidance on that?
Well, the use of DB2 in TSM version 6, I mean, yeah, that it is compressed, but it is only our database and not any of the client data that would eventually be deduped.
So has there been some... you know, like you said, you have some demos. Do you have some, like, data on customer environments on how much each TSM protect tier and the, I guess, the DB2 compression contributes to the total savings on the customer site?
In terms of integrating them, we have some experiences. But we don't, I mean, it's really, I guess, unfortunately, been all over the board in terms of what the dedupe ratio we have seen in the end. I don't know. I mean, there were some things in the white paper. I think Ron covered a couple of points on what the targets should be for each of those. But I guess in my experience, I've seen the two dedupe technologies be about the same. In terms of its dedupe capability for, you know, regular mix of files.
So one or the other, but not complementary.
Well, no, they're really totally two different things. They don't. There is no integration between the two.
Right. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you.
At this time, we have no further questions.
Okay. Well, I thank you for everybody hanging on and staying a few minutes after, you know, the allotted time. Once again, you know, take advantage of the sales play. Take advantage of the prospecting information. If you have any questions or need support, feel free to contact your IMT storage sales leader. Call myself. And I do really do appreciate all the support that you provided back in 2009. And I know 2010 is going to be better. So, Scott, Randy, thank you for spending your time on the call today. It was very valuable. And everyone else, have a good day.
This concludes today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may disconnect at this time.
Thank you.